This is not how things happen in Chicago. A nobody running for mayor suddenly becoming a somebody winning the race. Lori Lightfoot has no track record in Chicago politics, no connections in smoke-filled rooms, no pals in the precincts, no mayoral mentors named Madigan or Daley, Emanuel, or Obama. There's not one Chicago-style trick of the trade in Lori Lightfoot's toolbox or a Rolodex for money in her briefcase. She has $2 million in her campaign budget. Therefore, by any measure of any standard in Chicago elections, Lori Lightfoot should be losing the runoff for mayor. But in the latest public opinion poll, she's winning it over Tony Preckwinkle by 58-30%. Lightfoot's ahead among black voters, white voters, Latino voters, young and older women and men, conservative, moderate, and liberal voters. She's ahead despite the fact that Preckwinkle is president of the Cook County Board, chairwoman of the County Democratic Party, manager of a toolbox full of tricks, and a campaign budget gushing $7 million, which ought to be enough money for Preckwinkle easily defeating Lori Lightfoot, except that Lightfoot's the candidate of change at a time when voters are voting for change. She's endorsed by Willie Wilson, the millionaire who preaches change. Lori Lightfoot has momentum. If Willie Wilson gives her $75,000 or $100,000, and if she can figure out how to use it to ride momentum for 20 more days, Lori Lightfoot will record one of the biggest ever changes in Chicago politics. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNRadio.com or download the WGN Radio app.